Welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Martin Hewlett, and I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and paramedic with over 20 years' experience and a recovery from PTSD. I produce these shows as a way of hoping that I can help those around me not go through what I've been through, but to show you a way with calming anxiety as a blend of mindfulness, meditation, and guided hypnosis, that you can take back control over the pain and mistakes of your past. There is always a brighter future, a way around most of life's problems, if only we knew how to think more positively, to embrace change and challenges, and not always default to negative thinking about ourselves, situations, and others. So take time out now. Maybe close your eyes and focus on your breathing as you start to relax, thinking about the gentle rise and fall of every breath. And when you do exhale, feel your body unwind as if you could see your breath like on a cold winter's morning. Imagine watching all of your stress, your doubts and fears just blowing away on every out-breath, to leave your mind still at peace, like a calm, placid pond. Relax, just relax, further and further, with every rise and fall, every word I say. And even if you become distracted, if your mind wanders, daydream, which is natural, acknowledge those moments, and when you're ready, refocus once more on the rise and fall of every breath, and think about your world, everything around you, the space that your body inhabits, your home, close friends, the family, the colleagues, the strangers in the street that you interact with each and every day. Think positively every time, even if it's with co-workers that you have nothing in common with. Be a better person and find one positive quality about everyone and focus on those. As you start to change the way you think and feel and react to those around you, to problems that life presents, to focus on the positive, on the solutions, you will set yourself free from the pain, the negativity, and the doubt of day-to-day living. And as you start to focus on positives in every given situation, you change deeply the way you are. You become enlightened, more caring, empathic. And subconsciously, everyone around you understands this, as you now become a beacon of hope, of positivity and kindness in your world. You are in charge and control of how you see the world around you. And as as you start to take back control over your life. You change those of the lives around you in positive ways too. Great leaders lift people up, and this is your legacy, to live and learn by being kind to yourself and then others. Those around you respond with admiration, with calm, care and confidence, responding to you in more positive ways, at a deep, caring level. Change the way you are and you change your world around you and those of everyone you come into contact with. And in time and in turn, these people will do the same. A virus of love and kindness that perpetuates and spreads throughout society, to become a movement, a force for good. By taking care of yourself, and then organically, everyone in your circle of confidence, in your sphere of influence, you change the world. Relax and smile and be the best version of yourself. Now take a deep, deep breath, reorientating your beautiful mind to the infinite possibilities of the world outside. Taking another deep breath, filling your lungs up completely once more. Stretching out your arms and legs. And eyes open and smile outwardly. Have an amazing day. Do one more permanently powerful, positive act and change the world. I'll speak to you tomorrow. And remember,